You're listening to a podcast from Victory.
Welcome again to Victory. We are here to honor God and make disciples. Talking about making disciples, kaya nga po yesterday, nagkaroon po tayo ng online Discipleship Conference 2021. Ang team po natin, Salt and Light. And we believe that this is the time wherein that we will continue to disciple despite our current reality. At dito po natutunan natin, no? At na tayo po ay patuloy na maging ilaw sa seemingly dark current situation that we are in right now. And I am pretty sure na yung pong mga kasama natin yesterday, no, sa ating conference, malamang po excited na kayo. Paano po ba natin maia-apply yung ating pong natutunan? Paano po ba tayo magiging ilaw at salt, okay, in their seemingly dark current reality? Kasi po, kaya nga po, like what Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16, ang sinasabi po doon, you are the light of the world. A city set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do people light up a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a stand, it gives light to all in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others, so that they may see your good works and give glory to your Father who is in heaven. And as we answer to the call of God in our lives to become salt and light into the world, ito po, we are calling again and doing our Love the City initiative as a church. Ito po is to bless our community. This is the idea. The idea is to bless our community, lalong-lalo na po yung tinamaan po nitong pandemic o maaring nagkasakit o maaring nawala ng hanap buhay. And we want to bless these people and become a blessing to them. Kaya nga po, we are inviting everyone to join us, okay, in helping these people and become a blessing to our community. There are two ways that we can help. We can help by donating in kind, okay? Pwede po kayong mag-donate ng rice, ng canned goods, ng vitamin C. Huwag lang po tayong mag-donate ng mga perishable kasi baka kailangan po muna natin itong i-store sa center for a while bago po natin madala sa mga tao. Kaya nga po, so please, you can do this and you can donate this. You can bring it to the center every Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Okay? Or, pwede rin po kayong mag-donate in cash. You can use GCash. Okay? Scan nyo po yung picture ngayon. Nandyan po sa screen ninyo. At pwede nyo po yung gawin at dyan nyo po ipadala yung inyong donation. Or, if you decide to do it via direct deposit to sa mga bank po natin, nandyan din po yung ating mga account numbers. And the only thing that you need to do is you either take a screenshot, okay, of your GCash deposit, or a screenshot or take a picture of your deposit sa mga banko po at ipadala niyo po sa atin sa Facebook, sa atin pong Victory Metro East Facebook page para po, so that, and then you tell us na ito po ay para sa Love the City initiative ng church. At again, kung meron pa po kayong gustong malaman, meron pong other ways that you want to help and give your donation, pwede niyo po kaming tawagan dyan sa number na nasa screen niyo right now. At pwede rin naman po if you decide to do it via our tithes envelope. Pwede nyo rin po itong isulat, ilagay sa tithes envelope at isulat po dun sa others, Love the City. Para po mailagay po natin ito sa tamang kalalagyan niya to help others who are in need right now in this pandemic. And again, thank you so much because I know that this is what God wants us to be, is to become light and a blessing to our community at this time. Now, let us go to our second week of the series, Trustworthy. Again, it's the book of Isaiah. And let me read to you chapter 2, verses 1 to 5. I'll be reading from the English Standard Version. The word that Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. It shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of the house of the Lord shall be established as the highest of the mountains, and it shall be lifted up above the hills. And all the nations shall flow to it. And many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, that he may teach us his ways, and that we may walk in his paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. He shall judge between the nations, and shall decide disputes of many peoples. And they shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. And nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Let us pray. Lord, we just want to thank you for today. Thank you that you are inviting us to walk in the light. And I pray, Lord, as we listen to your word, as we understand your promises to us, Lord, I pray that we will be able to do as you've called us to do. Holy Spirit of God, minister to us. This we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Kagaya nga po ng sinabi ng ating preacher last week na si Norman yung nag-preach nung morning, sinabi niya po niya that God is faithful. He is trustworthy. Bakit ka mo? Kasi He is faithful to His promises. Maari pong itong book of Isaiah, kagaya po na sinabi ni Norman ulit, no, hinati po ito sa dalawang division, no, in the entire book, in chapter 66 chapters in all, at hinati po ito, chapter 1 to 39, ang focus niya is judgment, pero nandun pa rin yung faithfulness ni God, at yung glimpse of hope, and then yung chapter 40 naman to 66, is to, meron pa rin judgment, pero ang focus niya is hope and comfort. And right now, we are in the second part, okay, second chapter. Makikita po natin, ito glimpse of hope. Meron pong ipinakikita si Lord sa mga sa tao sa Jerusalem because God has shown them that they've been unfaithful and God is showing them what to do and God is showing them a picture of what it will be when they obey God. And so, ito po yung makikita natin sa chapter 2. And it is all about salvation. God is offering salvation to people. Kasi po pag iniisip natin ngayon, no, even at this moment, marami pong mga tao ang nag-iisip, saan po ba talaga natin mahahanap yung salvation? Saan po ba natin talaga mahahanap yung ating restoration at solution to our current reality right now? And probably, most probably, the people of Israel were even asking the same question. And yet, God was giving them this answer because nakita nga ni Lord sa kanila, no, they were unfaithful, and yet God was telling them, I will be faithful to you, I will restore you, and this is a vision of what God is doing in the nations as you follow Him. At ipinakikita ni Lord kung ano ito. And so, let me just say this, no, salvation is not just a position, but it is a walk. Let me say that again. Salvation is not just a position. It is a walk. And that is what God was inviting the people of Israel at this point, to walk in the light. Alright? And so, yung point titingnan natin, let us look at this text. Paano po natin makikita yung trustworthiness ni God sa text na binasa po natin? At ito po makikita natin, let me just walk through it right now with you. And when you think about walking, marami pong benefit ang walking. Di po ba? Walking can actually help you. Okay, maraming health benefit ang walking, and isa po dyan is gaganda yung metabolism mo, okay? Maaaring bumaba yung blood pressure mo, okay? And then maaaring mas maging okay yung movement mo kapag palagi ka nag-walking instead of just being in one place and not doing anything. So marami pong pwedeng mangyari sa walking. And so and that is what God is inviting the people of God at this point. So in chapter 2, makikita po natin dito at the very onset, sabi dito, and this is the word Isaiah, the son of Amos, saw concerning Judah. That's very interesting, no? Word yung sinasabi niya, pero nakita niya yung word. So basically, yung sinasabi niya, meron siyang vision na nakita. Nakita niya yung picture, ito yung picture that God is going to do kapag ito ay ginawa ninyo. And so this is again to give the people of Israel a glimpse of hope. And then verse 2, ang sabi po dito, it shall come to pass. Okay, by the way, before we get into verse 2, in verse 1, itong verses 2 to 4, ay actually makikita rin po natin ito sa Micah chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Okay, ipakitake note nyo na lang po yan. Micah chapter 4, verses 1 to 3. Almost identical po yung sinasabi ni Isaiah saka ni Micah. Micah is another prophet, ang tinatawag po nating minor prophet. Pareho po silang may narinig kay Lord, pareho po silang may message na pinakikita si Lord para po sa nation of Israel at nation of Judah at that time. So, and ito lang po yung sinasabi niya, no? Yung vision na nakita niya is a picture of God and His rule. Alright? So, verse 2, ang sabi po dito, it shall come to pass in the latter days. Okay, in the latter days. Latter days. Una sa lahat, ano ibig sabihin ng latter days? Well, there are different ways of looking at that. Number one, it could be just A day where the blessing will come. Okay, pwede pong iyon. O pwede rin naman pong yung latter days is the judgment of God. Okay, the second coming of Christ where everything else will be okay. So, yun po yung or, it could also mean the coming of Jesus for the first time and all the way to the second coming. Nakuha po ba ninyo? So, pwede pong yung future na mabilis lang o yung future na talagang pagbalik ni Lord Jesus or pwede rin pong yung unang pagpunta ni Lord Jesus on earth, okay? And then sa susunod niyang pagbabalik, that could be considered the latter days. Pero itong sinasabi, in the latter days, this is what will happen. Okay? Pagdating ni Jesus hanggang second coming, ito yung gusto lang sabihin ni Lord sa atin, in the latter days, this will happen. And the people of Israel needed to hear this. Okay? So sabi niya, ano sabi niya? The mountains of the Lord, the house of the Lord, will become the highest mountain. Bakit po mountain? Ano po ba yung significance nitong mga mountains na ito? Well, during their time, okay, ang kanilang mong paniniwala, ang mga Diyos ay nangungusap sa mga tao sa mga mountains. Kaya nga po, pag tinignan natin, one of the mountains, the highest mountain in Greece is Mount Olympus. Kung saan po, naniniwala sila, nandun po yung templo ng kanilang mga gods, nila Zeus. Dahil naniniwala sila, mountain, and that is the highest mountain, it's about 9,000 feet. Alright? And overlooking the city of Greece. And parang iniisip lang, this God is looking after our city. Or another one naman po is yung Mount Saphon, where is in the area of Canaan, kung saan po yung mga tao po ni Baal, okay, yung mga tao po yung nag-worship kay Baal, naniniwala po sila na ito pong God na ito ay mangungusap sa kanila when they go up to the mountain. And yet, itong Zion, Mount Zion, is only about 2,000 feet above the sea level. No? So, mababa lang po ito. And yet, God is saying His mountain will become the highest mountain. You will also notice, even in the readings sa Old Testament, pag binasa niyo po yung 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 2 to 4, makikita po ninyo dyan, kahit po yung mga people of God were worshiping in the high places. Kasi po, naniniwala nga sila na yung mga Diyos nando doon. And yet, ito yung interesting dito. Yung Mount Zion, kahit na po siya mababa literally, it will be the highest mountain. The day will come where it will be the highest mountain. Where people will actually say, ito yung, the time will come, at maniniwala sila na nandito yung templo ng Diyos at dito lang mangungusap ang Panginoon. Ito yung low mountain pero magiging highest. So ang ibig sabihin po nito, by implication, ang sinasabi po dito, the day will come where all the gods will bow down to this God. The day will come where the other gods will say, ito lang talaga yung Diyos. Ito lang po talaga ang pwedeng magbigay sa atin ng kaligtasan. And then it says that God of Jacob, okay, ito po yung implication, that the God of Jacob is the only God. The Lord will be exalted above all other gods. People will acknowledge this truth. Only Yahweh can bring salvation. And again, salvation is not just a possession, but it is a walk. Makikita po natin yan lalo later on. And ano pong application niya sa atin ngayon? Today, marami po tayong ginagawa. No? Marami pong mga tao ang nag-iisip pa rin na nasaan ba natin makikita yung salvation o yung solution sa ating mga dinadaanan ngayon. And God is saying the same thing. God is saying, siya lang din po ang makapagbibigay sa atin ng salvation. And all we got to do is acknowledge Him. Okay, ito pang isa. Sabi dito, and all the nations, okay, the latter part of verse 2, sabi doon, and all the nations shall flow to it. And second, and part ng verse 3, and the many people shall come and say, okay? So, interesting po ito, no? Yung word po dito, ang sinasabi nila, is that the nations not only will acknowledge that the God of Jacob, okay, there's only one God that is really true God, and His mountain will be the highest mountain, kahit na literal, mababa yung mountain niya, pero ang iniisip po, yung excellence ni God, yung katotohanan na siya lang yung Diyos, and many nations will come to Him. Ang ibig mong sabihin ito, the salvation of God is not just offered to the nation of Israel, pero offered to all the nations. Kasi po, lalo na po yung term na nation po dyan. Pag binasa po natin yan sa Hebrew, ang translation po niyan is mga Gentiles, mga tao po na hindi nakakakilala kay Yahweh. And yet, God is saying, the day will come when the people who do not know me will actually acknowledge me and understand that salvation only comes from me. And so, yun pong sinasabi niya, no? So, salvation is for everyone. Ano pong application niyan sa atin ngayon? That salvation is still available for all. kung meron po tayong mga kamag-anak, meron po tayong mga mahal sa buhay na hindi pa po nakakakilala sa Panginoon, maaari po natin itong i-share sa kanila at sabihin sa kanila, alam mo po, ang Panginoon ay nagsi-seek out over to you at sinasabihan kanya na pwede kang maligtas at ang kaligtasan ay pwede nating makamtan. And then it says, verse 3, second part ng verse 3, sabi nila, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord. Come, let us go up to the mountain. Okay, what this is saying is that the people na hindi nakakilala kay Lord before, mga Gentiles, ay hindi sumasamba kay Yahweh noon, pero makikita nila the day will come na makikilala nila at may acknowledge nila yung kapangyarihan ng Panginoon at lahat at sila'y pupunta doon at sabi doon, let us go up to the mountain. Okay? They will be attracted. The nations will be attracted to God. The nations will, you know, will see something different about the Lord of the God of Jacob. Makikita na nakakaiba talaga ito. Okay? At makikita na that there is only one that can deliver. This is the only God that can deliver. Hindi po ba 'yan din ang hinahanap natin ngayon? Saan yung deliverance natin? Only this God can save. Only this God can see, hear and deliver. Kaya po sila pupunta doon. Sa ano, kaya sinasabihan nila yung mga tao, tara, punta tayo doon sa mountain ni God. Tara, punta tayo kay God of Jacob. Alam mo po, consistent din po ito sa sinasabi sa 2 Chronicles kung saan nanalangin si Solomon about the temple. Ang sinasabi niya kapag nanawagan ang mga tao na sa Panginoon, siya ay tutugon. And so whenever we cry out to God, he will hear us. Imagine, ito yung mga foreigners, no? And sinasabihan ni Isaiah, kinakausap ni Isaiah yung kanyang mga kababayan, sinasabihan niya, look, yung mga nations na hindi nakakilala kay Yahweh will come and acknowledge that He is the only one that can bring salvation. Ano pong implication yan? Okay? Ang sinasabi po dito, tingnan po natin yung second part, no? Meron pong sinasabi dito, for out of Zion, before natin sagutin yung tanong na yun, no? Out of Zion shall go forth the law and the word of the Lord. Oh, sorry, nag-jump po ako. That He may teach us His ways, okay? And that we may walk in His path. That He may teach us. Okay, itong sinasabi dito, that He will teach us His ways. Can you imagine that? Okay, si Lord, kaya tayo pupunta sa mountain ni God so that He can teach us. Ano yung ituturo niya? Ituturo niya yung kanyang way. Ituturo niya kung paano mamuhay ng naaayon sa kanyang kalooban. And that is what, again, the word, ang word doon nila noon is Torah. Okay? Or the law. Or instruction. The word that is saying it will hit the target bull's eye. When you know this, okay, the Lord will teach you how to live a way in a way that you will not miss the mark. Tandaan niyo po yun, dinefine po ni Norman yun kung ano yung ibig sabihin ng miss the mark, yung kasalanan. Ito, sinasabi ni Lord, you know, let's go up to the mountain so that He will teach us His way so that we will not miss the mark, so that we will always hit the target. Yun ang sinasabi ni Lord sa kanila. So let us go to the mountain, sinasabi diyan. He will teach us His ways. Not only will He teach us His ways, so that we will walk in His path. Okay? So again, salvation is not just a position. Kasi po minsan iniisip natin, kapag kaligtas ka na, okay na yun. Basta ako pupunta sa langit, I can do whatever I want. Okay, pwede na ako mamuhay ng kahit na anong pamamaraan. And yet, here in this text, it's very clear that salvation is not just a position. Yes, you are saved, but you have to walk a certain way. Yet, you have to walk a certain way. Alam po ba ninyo, ito rin, no? yung word na come at saka yung walk, okay? It's actually very similar po, kung hindi po the same, yung kanilang root word. Ang ibig mong sabihin yan, when you say the word, come, okay, it actually talking about taking steps of action. Taking action steps, okay? So, meron kang ginagawa, you are doing something about it, okay? You come to the point, okay, when the people of God or when the nations will come to the Lord, they are willing to learn from God to teach them His ways, and not only will they listen to the teaching of God, they will also obey the word of God. It is a lifestyle. It is a progressive walk. It is a walking out a particular lifestyle. As they learn from Yahweh, His ways, they will now walk according to the instruction of God. Yun ang sinasabi ni Lord dito. So again, salvation is not just a position. It is a walk. And that is what God is saying to His people. And verse 4, ito very interesting itong verse 4 po na ito, no? Yung verse 4, this is actually something that we will see at the UN building sa New York. Okay, meron po tayong papakita ng picture. Nakasulat po yan sa isang wall. It's actually called the Isaiah Wall sa New York. Okay, malapit po ito sa UN building. Alright, actually across the building ng UN, meron po itong, for a while, wala pong nakalagay na Isaiah doon. Meron po isang tao na nagsabi, alam po ninyo, galing po yan sa book ni Isaiah. And so finally, one of the mayors during that in the olden times, pumayag, nalagyan siya na it is actually a quote from the book of Isaiah. Can you imagine? United Nations mismo, hinahanap nila ito. Ito yung kanilang goal. Ang goal nila is magkaroon ng peace. Because this is what peace, and yet, this peace can only come from God. Only God can bring this peace. People are all longing for peace. Alright? Kaya nga yung, by the way, yung verse 4, sinabi dun, judge, He will judge the nations. No? Not just judging them to doing what is right and wrong, but actually bringing order to chaos. That is what that word means. Hindi lamang po ibig sabihin social justice. Hindi lamang po yun ang ibig sabihin nun. Pero ang ibig pong sabihin nun, that He will, hindi lamang po social equity, kundi the Lord will bring order into chaos. Hindi po ba yan din ang ating ipinapanalangin sa ating bayan ngayon? At hindi lamang po sa ating bayan, kundi po sa buong mundo. We are praying that the Lord will bring order, His divine order, into the nations. And in our lives. Kaya nga, kung ikaw naririto ka ngayon, worshiping with us, and you're hearing this message, and you feel that your life is so chaotic, God is inviting you. Come. Come. Let me teach you my way, and walk in my way, and then you will have order in your life. Chaos will be gone. And only God can bring that. So ano pong mga implication nito? Ito, as we look at this text, no, yung binabasa po natin, ano po ba mga implication nito? One of the implication, okay, is that we need to walk to the light. Walk to the light. And that is what the nations will do. Okay, what Isaiah was saying to the people of God, they will walk to the light. That is why there will be an invitation. They will say, come, let us go to the mountain of the house of the Lord, the house of Jacob. Let us walk to the light. At kung hindi yung panay-experience yan na pumunta sa light, I am praying that you will accept the invitation that God is extending to you today. And then another implication po nito, not only do we need to walk to the light, but we need to walk in the light. That's what verse 5 is saying. Come, O house of Jacob, come. Let us walk in the light of the Lord. By implication po, ang sinasabi po ng verse na yan, while the nations, na mga hindi nakakakilala kay Yahweh, hindi nakakaalam ng mga laws niya, at hindi nakakaalam ng kanyang instruction, were now, you know, talagang getting magnetized and attracted to the mountain of God and to His ways and wanting to learn from Him, the people of God who actually have the knowledge of His ways and His laws and His instructions were not walking with the light. And walking in the light, and walking with the Lord, and walking to the light. They were actually walking away from the light. That is why meron po tayong chapter 1 to 5 nitong Isaiah, kung saan pinakikita ni Lord yung summary ng ginagawa nila because of their disobedience. Okay? Sinasabi ni Lord ito sa kanila, and yet God was giving them hope. Walk in the light, O Jacob, house of Jacob. Isang encouragement sa atin, huwag lang po tayong pumunta sa light. Don't just go to the light, but walk in the light. At huwag lang po tayong ma-attract dun sa light. Let us now learn from the light. As God teaches us His ways, we will not miss the mark. We will, you know, and chaos will be gone in our lives. Now, paano po natin may apply ito sa buhay natin ngayon? Kasi we're talking about Israel. Pero paano po ito sa buhay natin ngayon? You know what? When you look at this, etong sinasabi ni Jesus in chapter 8 of John. John chapter 8, verse 12. I want to read it to you because this is what, kasi nga, ngayon, hinahanap natin, okay, Pastor Alfred, sinasabi mo, yan yung sinabi ni Lord sa kanila, pero paano na ngayon? Ano naman, ano, paano natin gagawin ito sa buhay natin? Let's look at John chapter 8, verse 12. And this is what Jesus said. Again, Jesus spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. You see, what John is now saying from Isaiah, let's jump to John, and where John is saying, you know what? This light is actually a person. This light whose name is Jesus. You see, where the Israelites failed, Jesus succeeded. Jesus did not just walk to the light. Jesus did not just walk with the light. Jesus is the light of the world. Jesus is the light of the world. So, ang implication po nito, let us now walk to Jesus, let us now walk with Jesus in the light. Let us now walk with Jesus. Ngayon, ang sabi natin dito, ito vision ito, sa kaya nga malalaman natin na si God is trustworthy because it says in chapter 2 of Isaiah, that in the latter days, this shall come to pass. This shall come to pass. That is why we can trust God, because it will happen, and it already did. 2,000 years ago, when Jesus came, He is now the light. Okay, He is the light of the world. And not only is He the light of the world, okay, sabi kasi, sinabi din sa Isaiah, di ba? Sabi nun, that He may teach us His way, and that we may walk in His path. How do we do that? Well, Jesus in John chapter 14, verse 6 says this, I am the way. I am the way, the truth, and the life. You see, the encouragement for us today is lumapit po tayo kay Jesus. Let us walk to Jesus, who is the way and who is the light. At hindi po tayo maliligaw. Again, Israel failed to show the world the way to the light. But Jesus redeemed us by becoming the light and the way to God. Isaiah was giving us an invitation. Come, let us walk to the light. Huwag po tayong matakot. Lumapit sa light. And Jesus is saying the same thing to us. So ano pong application natin to? How do we apply this word to our lives today? Well, again, salvation is not just a position. It is a walk. And what kind of walk? And where do we walk? We walk to the light, and we will walk in the light. Kagaya na sinabi natin kanina sa Matthew chapter 5, verses 14 to 16. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. You are the light of the world. And then sabi ni Jesus, in the same way also, verse 16, let your light shine before others. We are the light of the world. Natatandaan ko po yung isang kanta na medyo matagal na, pero I really love the way, you know, nung nagpiprepare po ako, ito po yung kanta na naalala ko bigla, no? Ito yung gusto ko na, ito yung prayer ko po sa ating lahat. Sabi dito, shine, Jesus, shine. Fill the land with your father, with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word. Let there be light. See, we are living in a seemingly dark place right now. And Jesus is calling us the light of the world. You and I are the light of the world. So, bakit po importante that we walk in the light? Bakit po importante that we go to the light and we walk in the light and we walk with the light? Bakit po importante yon? Number one, to bring glory to our Father in heaven. To point people to God. Number two, to show the world the light of Jesus. You see, the nation of Israel failed to do that, to show the world that there's a God in Israel, to show the world that there is a light that can show them the way so that they could live right with God. And yet Jesus redeemed all that, and now Jesus is commanding us. Jesus is now commissioning us as a church, as a believer, to become the light of the world. Kaya nga po yung ating application, you know, basic application po ng message nito is let us all take part with Love the City. Because people are losing hope right now. People are feeling that they are living in a very dark time and they need to see the light. And Jesus said the way to do, you know, to show people the light is when we do good works. Not as a means of our salvation, but as a mark of our true salvation, that we are saved. Because we are saved, we will now do good works. We will now shine in this dark world. I pray that you will take part in this initiative, that we will all do our part to become the light to this dark world. Because light shines the darkest, the brightest, I mean, in the darkest place. And we are in that dark moment. And I believe with all of my heart that God can use the church to show the world where the light is. Diba kasi yung light, pwedeng ano yan eh. Yung light, kapag ka, pwedeng gusto mo siya o pwedeng ayaw mo siya. Diba yung pagka yung bagong natutulog ka o you try to go to sleep at night tapos maliwanag, diba? Gusto mo madilim. Pero pagka biglang may nag-ilaw, nagigising ka. So you don't want the light during that time. Or meron naman mga tao na talagang natrap sa kuweba, nasaksakan ng tagal. Then pag may nakita silang glimpse of light, it gives them hope. And I pray that we will all be light of the world, that we will bring glimpse of hope to people around us. As we end, I want to ask you, because God is giving you this invitation today, walk to the light. If you have not done that, if you have not reached out to God, because He is reaching out to you right now, and He's asking you, will you come to me? Will you let me shine my light in your ways? Will you let me show you the way so that you will not miss the mark? Will you let me teach you my way so that you could live right before me? If that is you have never done that in your life, you've never asked Jesus to come into your life and surrender your life to Him, will you pray this simple prayer with me? Say, Lord Jesus, today I see that you and I hear your invitation to come to you. Lord, I pray that you will come, shed your light and take away all the darkness in my life. And Lord, I pray that you will also use me to become light to those who are in darkness. Thank you for dying for me. Thank you for saving me, and thank you for the gift of eternal life. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Kung ipinray mo po yung simple prayer na yan, would you please send us an emoji, a wave emoji, and say, I prayed that prayer so that we can help you in your journey with God. And as a church, I want us to pray today. As a church, let us all go out to become light. Let our light shine before others so that they may see the good works, our good works, and give glory to the Father who is in heaven. Let me just pray for all of us today. Lord, I ask that you will give us the courage and the boldness, Lord God, to walk in the light. And not only to walk in the light, but to become the light of the world, so that people will see our good works and they will give glory to our Father who is in heaven. Lord, as we end this preaching today, I pray that you would speak to us. Show us, Lord God, how we can be involved in people's lives. How we can be involved, Lord, in Love the City, and how we can become light to this dark world. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. The Lord bless you, and thank you for joining us this morning, and I'll see you again next week.
Thank you for listening. We hope you were encouraged by the message. For more podcasts and updates, visit victory.org.ph or download the Victory app. You may also give through our website and share your prayer requests and answered prayers with us there.